Yo, 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 yo! It's your favorite podcaster, me, JD. Hello, buddy. Welcome to another episode of the Up 19 Show. My name is James. I'm your host, James. You get me? So, I'm mixing up this episode. So, how long has it been since I made an episode? 2 weeks? Or a week? You know, I really don't know. I've been watching a lot of, you know, basketball episodes because prior to being a hip-hop fan, I am also a basketball fan, and I'm actually thinking of now going to a basketball club and becoming a NBA player, hopefully. I don't know. You know, the odds, they are very slim, but I'll try and, you know, exercise. No, I haven't actually. I'd only start today, but I will start one in September. So to keep you guys waiting during this self-isolation period, which are hopefully, if you guys are in school, I know you're really excited, but if you are still working, I apologize. But if you are off from work, that's a good thing. But make sure it's Easter break now, guys. For you school guys. So, Yeah. So, for you school guys who need to do your homework, you better do your homework. You know what I mean? I've been trying to do it, you know. But, it might, because this virus might take, like, up to months upon months of getting a diagnosis or even getting, like, treatment. So make sure you don't stress about your homework. I was the other day. I was like, ugh, for God's sake. And when you're at night and you have those like very bad thoughts, those negative thoughts in your head, but then you're telling yourself, but when you're actually in the daytime, you say, no, I'm not going to worry. But then for some reason, it changes at night. I want you guys to just on my next post on Instagram, please tell me what the name of that is. You know what I mean? So, yeah. But anyway, you know, whatever. It's been 2 weeks, hasn't it? Since I made the episode. I think so, anyway. I'm not sure, because also, guys, I'm moving house. So, yeah. But, yeah, you know what I mean? So, guys, I just want to say this. Hi, and today's episode will be a really special one, really, because I wasn't planning on making one this week. I was actually going to do a two week holiday, but instead I'm gonna like because nothing's happening at the moment because of this bloody virus. There's no beef going on. Well, there is probably beef going on in the music industry, but not ones known, like, you know, not popular. Not mainstream beefs are happening right now. And in the background I'm playing 2K. You know, I'm getting really bored, to be fair. So I've been just playing 2K and Grand Theft Auto and Rocket League for the past day or two. I've been playing Rocket League and the other two for 2 days. But I've actually been playing 2K for ages. So, yeah. But anyway, let's get into the episode, because this intro is too long. This is probably the longest intro I've been doing. So, yeah. Let's get into this. So, guys, today we'll be talking about a lot of things. So, the first one I just want to say is obviously Drake with his new songs. I'm going to talk about him. Yeah, let's get into this. So, just today... Well, I say today, it's actually 1 o'clock for me, guys. I'm uploading this not the next day, because it's already today. But to me, it's going to be uploaded tomorrow. You know how I'm getting distracted this episode. Let me just say this bit. So, you know how, you know how, say you could you can stay up at night, you can stay up until like 3 o'clock, but then your mom or dad catches you and they're like, go to sleep now, I'll see you in the morning. Well, you know, like, that's what people say. But of course, it technically is the morning, and it technically is, yes, it is tomorrow, which is now today, yeah, I don't know, just how it is, really, man. But anyway, so, as you know, today, the 3rd of April, 2020, actually, it hasn't gone that fast, it hasn't gone that slow either, you know what I mean? You know, it's not slow, but it hasn't gone majorly fast for the past, I don't know, a few months. Know what I mean, guys? So, I don't know. I guess, I don't know, man. What am I saying now? I'm talking rubbish now. But anyway, so, let's get into the episode. I know, I'm distracted as well. But yeah. So, as you know, today, Drake released his song, Tussie. Tussie? 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 I think it's Tussie Slide, and it sounds phenomenal. What is it? Right foot left. I don't know. Let me just play it. Wait, because I got it on my Spotify. Left foot up, right foot slide. That's how it goes now. Yeah, so it goes left foot up, right foot slide. You know what I mean? That's how it goes. So, yeah, and actually it's actually a really nice, like, beat. Now, let me just, if you guys are like, why the hell is he up, why did he upload a song? Why did he release a song, like, now? Let me tell you why. So, as you know, there's this thing in the hip-hop community when rap isn't the only thing in hip-hop, obviously. Hip-hop is a really big genre, but when people say hip-hop, they normally think of rap. So, we'll say rap, actually. So, in the rap community, rappers intend to they go off for 2 years and they release a banger album, and maybe the following year they'll make one or two singles, and then the next year nothing, and then the following year they'll release a banger album, kind of like Mick Jenkins, you know what I mean? He released his first album back in 2014. That was called The Waters. And he still uses the phrase today. He still uses his iconic phrase today, which is drink more water. And guys, drink more water. I think my brother hypnotized me because we made a deal, because he bought a really fly looking water bottle one time, and I said, oh, Luca, can I get that? Can I get one of them? He's called Luca, by the way. And he said no, but then of course he said no, because, you know, you brothers don't really buy things unless, you know, they're older or they're very younger, you know. It's just teenager and a 20-year-old, you know. You know how it is with siblings buying things for other siblings. You know that, because you probably have siblings yourself. But then when we got to the till, he asked, do you want that one? Do you want that water bottle? And I said, yeah, it looks really nice. And actually, it did look nice. It looked nice because it said, UN, or not UN. Oh, man, what was it? I think it said USN, which stands for the United States Navy. I don't know if it said that, but it said it was a United States Navy thing, basically. And I was like, that's a cool bottle. And so he made a deal with me saying, you can only drink water out of this. You can't put Coca-Cola. You can't put Sprite. You can't put Ribena. You know, you can't do anything of that. So yeah, he just made me drink more water. So anyway, back with McJenkins. You know, he releases a album probably every year or 2 years. You know what I mean? Well, not every year, 2 years definitely. And he released his first one in 2014, and then released his second one back in 2016. No. I'm being stupid now. So he released his first album called The Waters back in 2014. Then he released his beloved album, The Waves, which The Waves isn't really talked about much in like the Mick Jenkins fan base. I will say that, because definitely, you know, me looking up and stuff. But definitely, he is, like, man, he's mad. But yeah, but because there's only 9 songs on there, but it does have some classics, like Piano, Love. I think it's called Love You, or, oh man, it's been a minute since I actually listened to him, because I'm like, because at the moment, The Weeknd, I'm liking The Weeknd stuff, so, you know, sometimes I go off artists, and sometimes I stick to artists, and then I glue back with another one. So I'm going to actually listen to Mick Jenkins after the podcast. But yeah, you know, he released some classics like Piano, Suspection, what was that? I don't know what it was called. It started with P. It's a very funny word. It's like, you know, Perception, that's the name of the song. That's an amazing song, really. And that's with, and that's featuring The Mind. And The Mind is really cool. The Mind is like, I think he's his friend, yeah, of course. But like, I think he's from Chicago. I actually follow him on Instagram. He seems like a real cool dude, you know. He released a album called Summer Camp years ago. I've never listened to it personally, but I've seen some good reviews on it. But anyway, so, you know, Mick Jenkins releases a good few more stuff, like The Waters, which came out in 2014, The Waves, 2015, and then he released The Healing Component, which The Healing Component is, in my opinion, the best album, because it has some classics like Zan. What's it called again? Oh, Thousand Zans. That's my favorite Mick Jenkins song. Of that album, of course. My favorite is probably, my favorite now, at least, is probably still, Go With It. Oh man, what's it called? Oh man, I'm forgetting these beautiful titles. Oh my god, I feel like a fake fan now. Oh shit. Yeah. But whatever. You know, but anyway, basically the whole thing about Ghost Mode is just amazing, really. You know what I mean? I think it's really cool, because it's like kind of like my guy, what's his name? Oh man, I forgot his name now. But, you know, you have some artists which they just go off for like a year, 2, even 3, you know? They could go off for like years on end and just never release a song. Or like, kind of like ASAP Rocky, you know? He released his first album in, I think, back in 2013. Then he released his second album in 2014. And then, I think so anyway, or 2015, I'm not sure. But then he released his album in 2018 called Testing, which was probably his first proper album, because all the other ones were about, like, Zan? ASAP. Like, it was called Long Live ASAP. Was it Long Love ASAP? I don't know. Something Love ASAP. But, you know, they were cool albums. People, you know, fans back then. Because I'm not a big fan of, like, artists' old music. Because, like, if I listen to old music, it's going to be a artist who was popular back then. It can't be a artist who's on the mainstream now. You know what I mean? I don't like the artist mainstream ones now. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, if I was born in the 80s and I grew up watching and I grew up listening Tupac, you know, I wouldn't want to listen to his original stuff. But obviously now I do want to listen to his older stuff, because that was back then. But for someone like A$AP Rocky, I wouldn't listen to him because he wasn't popular at the time during that music. So, and that means to me, and that says something, that if he wasn't popular back then, he probably people didn't like his music, or he just wasn't noticed. You know, like most people in the music industry anyway. But like I said, the ghost mode thing in the rap community and rap artists are quite common. But Drake, finally, after like 4 minutes, Drake is, he's amazing, really. Because it's like the dab was really popular for like, what, 3 years? People still do it nowadays, you know what I mean? People still do catch and toss. What's it called? Whoa, you know? Giannis, he still does the whoa. Giannis Antetokounmpo. The Greek freak, man. Like, what? That was a great transition. Transition into, basketball. But anyway, you know, man, you know, a lot of these dance moves are, like, probably very, you know, catchy, you know, it's like, so, but a lot of them back then, like, say, you know, when, like, Vine, do you remember Vine? Vine was everything. Vine was my childhood. Vine literally was my childhood. I grew up with Vine and YouTube. I didn't have Instagram because I was too young, obviously. I didn't have Twitter because that was boring to me. I couldn't read. But Vine was, like, the next big thing. Vine was, like, because I'm a really big fan of... I was a big fan of memes, but I wasn't a big fan of, like, you know, the classic meme, what you think of, you know, you have a photo and you have, title boxes. I'm not a big fan of them memes. I'm a fan of those video memes, and that was Vine, basically. That was what I was a fan of, probably a lot of people back then anyway. And so that was me. And you know how a lot of trends, like a lot of dancing trends, like they became a thing from Vine. That's like the thing, you know. They all become popular at the same time, meaning they don't get used. While Drake, man, Drake's a genius, because people don't, like, people, when they see a dance move, other people want to make another dance move, and a person wants to make another dance move. But for a time like this, like, for a very sad time, like, rest in peace, all the people who has died over this COVID-19. Rest in peace. I'm for sure you were innocent, and then you were just very, you were, oh man, what's the word? You were very important. You could have been famous. You could have lived a lifetime, forever. Could have lived could have lived years and years from now. I don't know where I'm going for this. But anyway, let me just restart. Rest in peace for you guys, for you people around us, for you souls who's died during this terrible virus. And China, come on, man. Come on, man. What's going on with you? But anyway, so, guys. But anyway, Drake is amazing. Like, for a time like this, a very sad time during this bloody, this bloody virus, man. He is a genius for making a trendy dance move that, because a lot of these guys, like, a lot of these, people are, like, going, like, TikTok is getting millions right now for so much content that they're producing. All these Viners, not Viners, TikTokers, Ticks, Talks. I don't know what you call people from who go on TikTok and do TikToks. But anyway, man, TikTok is making millions right now because of all these people. Like, it's really big right now, TikTok. So yeah. But man, he's a genius for this, man. And mate, he's made 3 songs in the what? Past 2 months, I think it went like, you know, because the one that he did with Future, oh my gosh, that was a great song. What was it called again? It was called, I'm forgetting these titles, man, because I'm just too distracted in this. I don't know, actually, I forgot. But anyway, like the freestyle, like Chicago freestyle, or when it's time, or when can we say when? Is that what it's called? You know, that was a great song as well. Like, love song. You know, it was a funny one. But you know, man, he's a genius because he doesn't go like he makes an album every year. He makes so many. He's starting to, like, the times where it's not trendy, he is making this. He's making amazing work, man. And I'm proud of him. And I'm proud of this, man. I'm proud of people who are making things positive during the sad time. But yeah. Anyway, next topic. Boom. Slide, then I hit it double time, then I hit a spin, cause we spun that block a couple times. If it's not the right time, it'll always be another time. I'm not even tripping when you see him in the summertime. Oh, yeah, can't describe the pressure I'll be putting. So guys, I just want to say, my guys, bro, it's been, what, I think it's been a year. It's almost a year since I made my first podcast, guys. I just want to say thank you for you guys. Like, I know I don't get, I know I get views. Like, sometimes it can be 100, sometimes it can be 200, sometimes it could be just 3, sometimes it just it can be 10 to 20 to 30 to 40. Right foot up, left foot slide. You know, man. But guys, like, my first video, my first podcast, man, all of you guys, you know what you did, guys, you know what you did, I hit 3,000 views on my first podcast, and all the rest is, like, under 60, but, well, except for one, but, man, thank you, guys, hopefully, there'll be a lot more views and a lot more fans. And all you guys, all you originals, all you OGs, are because of it. So thank you to all my first viewers. Thank you for tuning, man. I mean, thank you for tuning into this. Like, during this awful time, man, I just want to say thank you. If you guys, James is a beekeeper and makes honey that's the bee's knees. That's an ad. Anyway, but guys, thank you, like, for making this happen for me. I love making people laugh. I like I like being comedian. I like entertaining people. I like teaching people, educating people. You know what I mean? But not like in that way. Like, you know, in a nice way. Like, and not about a topic which is shy. About a topic which people like. Like, what we call hip-hop. Music industry. But for you guys who are experiencing a bad cough, a bad sneeze, sore throat, sore stomach, guys who have a big temperature, just want to say, wash your hands, take care of yourself, and you won't die, okay? For you guys who know this, you guys who see this mild stuff, if you see a mild thing, if you get in a mild one, just tell someone, alright? Don't be worried about it. Don't say, oh, I need to do that, I need to do that. Your health is your wealth. That's what my mom says. And my mom always said, look after the underdog. Always look for the underdog. Always respect the underdog. You get me? So you guys do that. Look after your health. Because that will only help your wealth. Peace out, you motherfudger. Ha ha. Peace. Wash your hands.